You're listening to SBS News.
Authorities have renewed their public pleas for communities to be extra careful on roads and around the water this summer. As part of safety information campaigns, police are again reminding the public to stay safe and aware in the water after an increase in drownings over the holiday period so far. Marine Rescue New South Wales say they have carried out more than 550 water rescues in the month of December. That's an increase of more than 29% compared to December 2020. Authorities are urging holiday goers to implement water safety measures such as wearing a life jacket on boats, not entering the water if you can't swim, and swimming between the flags at beaches. New South Wales Police Marine Area Control Commander, Superintendent Murray Reynolds, says many drowning accident deaths can be prevented.
We'd ask that people apply extreme caution in and around our waterways and beaches. One of the most difficult aspects of policing is investigating fatalities and understanding that the outcome was entirely preventable. If you're going to the beach and you can't swim, don't go in the water. Only go in patrolled areas and go between the flags.
9 people have died across the state's waterways in recent days. 6 of those were drowning deaths in the first 3 days of the new year. Lifesavers, including George Shales from Surf Lifesaving New South Wales, are pleading with beachgoers to stay vigilant.
Yeah, look, our volunteer surf lifesavers have responded to some 13,500 preventative actions over the last 3 days, some 329 rescues. This is the busiest period our surf lifesavers and lifeguards have experienced since the last 5 years. We also see some irresponsible people enter the water when they shouldn't be, but overall, the public is responding very well and our surf lifesavers are doing really well under the pressure.
Since the start of the summer on December 1, there have been 20 drowning deaths at coastal waterways, 4 more than the same time last year and already higher than the 10-year average of 16. The death toll does not include the death of a 2-year-old girl who drowned in a park pond in Melbourne in the lead-up to Christmas and a 3-year-old at Lake Macquarie on Christmas Day. Experts warn dangerous surf conditions will continue to batter much of the coastline of Queensland and New South Wales as ex-tropical cyclone Seth plays havoc with ocean conditions. Agata Imielska from the Bureau of Meteorology warns abnormally high tides, damaging winds and hazardous surf conditions are stretching from the New South Wales central coast all the way through to Queensland's Sunshine Coast, with waves up to 10 metres high.
Well, we've seen some abnormally high tides, inundation over roads, and with that some really dangerous and hazardous conditions. Now, the main reason for that is ex-tropical cyclone Seth, and with that, the high swells and damaging winds as well that have really brought those ways, we still have this period of quite dangerous conditions. Again, any day when you go to the beach, really important to be really mindful of the conditions.
The warning comes as state, territory and federal learn to swim campaigns are boosted. In the ACT, 4 university students from ANU have created the Refugee and Migrant Swimming Project, a not-for-profit initiative to teach water safety and swimming skills to Canberra's growing refugee and migrant population. Data from the Royal Lifesaving Society showed that between July 1, 2009 and June 30, 2019, there were 572 water-related migrant deaths in that period. The study found on average 57 migrants drowned in Australia each year. Recently, AustSwim, the national organisation for teaching swimming and water safety, received a $250,000 boost from the federal government to address the current shortage of swim and water safety teachers. Experts say it is important to learn how to swim, not only for children, but also for adults.
The majority of fatal matters around waterways that we investigate, we come to an outcome that they were entirely preventable.
Look, we certainly understand that people want to get out and about. We've got a beautiful coastline. We've got some beautiful beaches across the state. So it is important that if you are a strong swimmer and you do go for a swim, please swim between the red and yellow flags. If you are not a strong swimmer, do not enter the water.
And police are urging the community to think of others on the road after a significant number of dangerous driving incidents across the state during a festive season road safety operation. A total of 8,414 drivers so far were caught speeding, and the deaths of 5 people were recorded during a New South Wales Police 10-day holiday blitz operating for speeding, mobile phone, seatbelt and motorcycle helmet offences. New data from New South Wales Police shows among the thousands of speeding infringements, there were 580 drink driving charges laid, 624 major crashes attended and 230,000 breath tests conducted. Traffic and Highway Patrol Commander Assistant Commissioner Stephen Hegarty says the priority is to reduce the number of deaths and injuries on roads.
The worst thing about this is the five people that lost their lives, all these crashes were avoidable. Early stages in the investigation, we can see that 60% of the crashes already contributing to alcohol, drugs and speed, the very thing that we've been targeting throughout the whole operation. I can see that the positive message is getting out there, and we appreciate people making the right decisions around the driving behaviour during those periods.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.